In Bahrain, more than 100 government employees have been listed to be prosecuted for taking part in anti-regime protests. Meanwhile, anti-government rallies continue despite Saudi-backed brutal clampdowns on the opposition. Dozens of protesters have been killed in the clampdown. Dozens of Yemeni people have been injured after government troops opened fire on tens of thousands of anti-regime protesters demanding President Ali Abdullah Saleh's ouster. Also, women held a second day of protests against Saleh for regarding unisex protests as un-Islamic. In Libya, revolutionary forces advanced toward the key oil town of Brega as troops loyal to Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi shell Ajdabiya and Misrata. Several people were reportedly killed and dozens were injured in the attacks. Meanwhile, coalition forces have carried out a fresh air strike in the southwest of the capital, Tripoli. At least 9 U.S. foreign soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan over the past 48 hours. Nearly 130 foreign troops have lost their lives in Afghanistan so far this year. Violence is escalating in the country despite the presence of around 140,000 foreign troops. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan is taking the lead in the country's presidential election. Results from 8 states, including the capital Abuja and commercial hub Lagos, put Jonathan's tally at just over 6 million votes. His main rival, Muhammadu Buhari, has so far won 2 million of the votes. The operator of Japan's crippled nuclear plant has announced a timeline for resolving the crisis at hand. TEPCO says it expects to cool down the reactors and control radiation within 6 to 9 months. It says an initial focus is to prevent explosions and a further release of contaminated water into the environment. The World Bank president says the world is one shock away from a full-blown economic crisis. Robert Zoellick made the remark after a meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. He said rising food prices is the main threat to poor nations who risk losing a generation. And the death toll from violent storms in the United States has climbed to 45. Tornadoes have swept across the southern states over the past 3 days. They have left a trail of destruction from Oklahoma State through the deep south and onto the east coast.
All your armies, all your fighters, all your tanks, and all your soldiers against the boy holding a stone, standing there all alone. In his eyes, I see the sun. In his smile, I see the moon. And I wonder, I only wonder.